Bava Kamma, Perek Yud, Mishnah Tes. This Mishnah addresses when we are purchasing things from people who are not the owners of the items, but rather they're people who work for somebody who owns the item, how sometimes we have to be careful to make sure that they aren't selling us these things without permission of the owner. The Mishnah says, Ein lokhim min haroim, you're not allowed to purchase from a shepherd. Again, a shepherd who's not the owner of the sheep, but rather he's working for the owner. You cannot purchase from him tzemer, not wool, v'cholov, or milk, ugedoyim, and also the little sheep, little goats. V'lo mishomrei peros, eitzim uperos, and neither can you purchase from those who are guarding fruits and fruit trees. You cannot purchase from them the fruits or the wood, because we're concerned that both the shepherds and these guardians of the fruit trees may really be selling these items without permission from the owner. Avol, however, lokhin min hanoshim, you are allowed to purchase from women who are in charge of items that may belong to their husbands. Kleit semer bi Yehuda, garments that are made out of wool in the area of Yehuda, uchle pishtin bagalil, and clothes that are made out of flax in the Galil area. Those were the common items in those places that was normal for the women to be in charge of. Vagolim basharon, and also calves in the Sharon area. These are all things that it was normal for the women to be selling to people who wanted to buy them. And therefore, you don't have to be concerned that perhaps they're selling them without permission of their owner. The Kulan She'amru Lahatmin, though all people that say to you when they're selling you an item, Lahatmin, put this thing away, keep it under wraps, don't let people know that you have this item. So that's already very suspect, and there it's usser, that's forbidden. Once a person tells you, that gives you pause and reason to believe that the item may be stolen, it may be a hot item. V'lokhin beitzim v'tarnagolim mikol makom. But you can purchase eggs and chickens from anywhere. That's normal for people to give other people permission to sell on their behalf, and you don't have to worry that maybe it's a stolen item. However, even in that case, if the person tells you to hide and keep under low profile the eggs or the chickens, even in that situation, you have to be concerned that maybe it's a stolen merchandise and you cannot purchase it.